Harper Audio presents Sex and the Single Vampire by Katie McAllister, performed by Cassandra Campbell. Chapter 1. The message waiting for me at the hotel desk was short and concise. Either you come back from England with bona fide proof of a spiritual entity, or you needn't bother returning to the office. There's no room in Upra for crackpots and never-beens. It was signed by my boss and the head of the Western U.S. Division of the United Psychical Research Association, Anton Melrose II. "Well, isn't that just Jim Dandy fine?" I muttered to the message as I crumpled it up and tossed it into the appropriate receptacle situated at the end of the reception desk, wishing as I did that I could summon up a demon or two, minor ones, just bad enough to scare the bejeepers out of my employer. I'd pay good money to see him eat his words. The woman at the desk smiled as she passed me the key to my room. "I'm sorry, Miss Telford. We're not responsible for the quality of the messages. We have to deliver them no matter what they say." I smiled back, secure behind the sunglasses I wore everywhere. "That's okay. It's just my life falling apart. Nothing to worry about. Is there a computer free now, do you know? I'll only need 15 minutes. Tina, the receptionist at the St. Aloysius Hotel in jolly old London, checked the log for the two computers kept in a small, dark room for the use of those business people who couldn't live without an internet connection. "It's all yours." I gathered up my bag, ignoring the clinking that came from within, and mumbled my thanks as I limped.